much about the...
What the fuck? Hey, man.
Hey.
Who are you?
I'm a ghost.
No, you're not.
I am. Don't make me scare you.
What kind of ghost wears a sheet?
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Well, no, but I don't
see... Are you some kind of ghostbuster?
Dude, I'm looking right at you.
Okay. Whatever you say, Venkman. Real ghost expert over here.
Bro, what are you doing with my TV?
Spooky stuff?
It looks like you're stealing it.
All right, think about what you're saying right now. A ghost bandit? That's ridiculous.
You're not a ghost. You're not a ghost.
Are you always this negative?
Jesus Christ.
You must not have many friends.
What does that have to do with anything?
Called it.
Come on, man. You got holes cut out in the thing. You look like a trick-or-treater from the 1940s.
Well, where do you think they got the idea from?
Oh, so you're the original ghost?
Yeah, man. OG.
Fuck you.
There's that negativity again.
Just put the TV back, please.
Listen, the sooner you go to sleep, the sooner this haunting will all be over.
What haunting? You're stealing my television!
You're dreaming.
Don't shush me.
Hush now, baby. Don't say a word.
I'm calling the cops.
Shit. I mean, I'm just a spooky ghost. I'm gonna leave now, but I won't need to open the door, cause I'm gonna go through it with my spooky ghost skin.
Ooh. And dinner. February.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings. And welcome.
Welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Please. Please come inside. This is... Commodia.
Commodia.
Captain, they're breaching the hull. The doors to the escape pods are sealed shut. What do we do?
I'm gonna tell you the truth, Burns. Things aren't looking good, but there is one thing we can do.
What is it?
Grab my ass.
Wait, what?
There's no time. Grab it. Grab my ass.
And how would that help?
Ah, didn't really think that far ahead. I wasn't expecting a follow-up question.
We need to come up with a plan, sir.
Right. A plan. Let me think.
Well, you better make it quick. They're almost through.
I got it.
What is it?
Grab my ass, and then we'll come up with a plan.
What? No, that's... We need to get out of here, Captain. We're about to be vaporized.
Okay, I have an idea. I'll grab your ass, and then we'll come up with a plan.
Are you fucking kidding me? Nobody's grabbing anyone's ass. I don't think you appreciate the gravity of what's happening here.
Damn it, Barnes, you know how I feel about space puns.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't think you're taking this situation seriously.
I assure you, Barnes, I am taking this very seriously. I don't know why you have to be so difficult about this.
I don't know why you have to keep insisting that we grab each other's ass.
It helps me think, okay? There, I said it.
You must be joking.
It's true. Normally I grab my own ass and it gets the job done. But this situation, it's just more hectic. And I think you'd agree.
So you're telling me, if I grab your ass, you'll be able to come up with a plan?
Exactly.
You're not messing with me. You will actually find a way out of this.
I guarantee it.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
All right. I guess this is happening. Here we go.
There you go. Don't be shy. Get two big handfuls.
I cannot believe I'm doing this.
That's it. Yep. That feels nice.
Coming up with anything yet?
Nope. Not yet. Maybe if you squeeze it a little bit.
Jesus Christ, this is unbelievable.
Like this?
Yep. Yes. Just like that.
Okay, so what's the plan?
You can't rush these things, Barnes. Takes time.
God damn it, Captain. All right, that's enough. You're bullshitting me.
What are you doing? I almost had it.
No, you didn't. You never did. For Christ's sake, you've got a boner.
No, that's my thinking wand.
Your thinking wand? Really? You're pitching a tent over here, Captain. I know a stiffy when I see one.
Barnes, do you want to get out of here alive or not?
Of course I do.
Then get your juicy hands on my ass and let me think.
Okay.
Oh.
Is this good?
There it is. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I'm getting it.
This is really uncomfortable.
I'm getting it.
Okay.
I got it.
Really? Okay, what do we do? What's the plan?
Nothing. We're totally fucked.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah. The doors to the escape pods are sealed shut, genius. Kinda hard to escape if we can't get to the escape pods.
Well, can't we hotwire the doors or something?
What the fuck do you think this is? Star Trek? That's not how shit works.
So there's nothing that we can do?
Well, you can grab my ass again.
God damn it.
And now, stand-up comedy wrestling.
Well, I was on the airplane the other day, and they were handing out those little pretzel bags. Have you seen those? Have you heard about those? They're so dry, aren't they? I thought to myself, what do they make those out of? Wood shavings from shop class?
Boo.
Come on, man, leave me alone.
Firing Line with William F. Buckley, Jr.
The late Mary Parker Follett once posited that conflict is resolved not through compromise, but through invention. I surmise that no conflict greater personifies those words than the hostilities between the Yooks and the Zooks, brought to light, of course, by the author Dr. Seuss in his true story, The Butter Battle Book. The ongoing dispute between the two factions finds its origins in the supposed proper application of butter to breakfast toast. Joining me today is the military general of the Zook Republic, Van Itch. Mr. Itch, would you say that my description is a faithful representation of the quarrel in which your people are currently involved?
Well, Mr. Buckley, as I wrote in my column, the only right way to butter bread is not on top, but the bottom. And never mind what say those cretinous yooks. Soon one day, they'll all be tried as crooks.
Right. Now, at risk of speaking out of turn, one may suggest that buttering bread from the bottom may possibly lead to messy and, dare I say, even sticky fingers. How would you respond to this proposition?
That's a very good question, my friend Mr. Buckley. But as everyone knows, breakfast is messy. So what does it matter on top or on bottom, as such is our issue, and thus is our problem?
Yes. Well, perhaps we should transition to the acts of aggression. Chief Yukaru, the de facto leader of the Yooks, was the first to establish a Zook-watching border patrol, who were then armed with what is described as a tough-tufted prickly snickberry switch. Is that correct?
Yes, that is accurate, precise, and on the dot. In fact, it's that switch that I got with my slingshot.
Oh, so you admit that you fired the first shot.
Who fired first is not in contention, as our aggression was in response to their filthy weapon.
Understood, but would not your reaction lead to further escalation?
Mr. Buckley, I thought you impartial, in part on the fence. With any sense, you'd see I acted in defense.
Believe me, I recognize the intent of your actions.
Have you not read? Did you not figure? The Yuke's then responded with a triple sling jigger.
I am unfortunately aware of the triple sling jigger.
Then you must know from your producer, Adam, that we then developed the Jigger Rock Snatch'em.
Indeed, yes. It has been widely publicized that the Jigger Rock Snatch'em was a highly developed Zook defense system. I would like to take a moment to remind the audience that while this may seem silly, this is a very serious conflict. Now, Mr. Itch, I am only attempting to suggest that this pugnacious schism may have been avoided had it not been for your escalation of action.
Well, if you think we're the problem, then you're full of shit, because the next weapon they brought was the Kickapoo Kid.
Mr. Itch, it's a matter of record all that they did, but didn't you respond with an 8-nozzled elephant-toated boom blitz? Oh dear, now I'm doing it.
But it was them who set forward the fight as we sat entrenched and scared for our lives.
Naturally, indeed. It seems that you're caught. Perhaps the answer is beyond what you sought. Damn it, I did it again. Hold on. You know what? This whole rhyming thing has become terribly contagious. I don't know what you're playing at, Mr. Itch, but it is not appreciated. We're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you feeling hungry tonight?
Well, come on down to Arby's and try the all-new Arby's Chicken Sandwich. It's got a bun, chicken, sauce, pickles, and another bun. It's the same fucking thing we fed you last year. Only this time, it's this year. It's the all-new Arby's Chicken Sandwich. Fuck you. Eat it.
Only at participating Arby's locations.
Wrapping up the big... That's enough.
Very well, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And don't forget, this is Commodia.